Well, good morning to everyone. It's great to be here. Really appreciate Sarah getting me to the right lectern. I might have taken a wrong turn. And I will tell you, I want to know what you all had for breakfast because you all are much more excited about 8:30 in the morning than I have ever been. So I just need to visit with you folks about what you take. Hey, I've got 10 minutes to be with you this morning. So I'm going to try to be as succinct as I possibly can. When I was your age, I got involved in politics, and a person who I respected a great deal was a senator from New York by the name of Robert Kennedy. And over 50 years ago, he traveled to South Africa to talk to students about diversity and apartheid. He said these words during a speech that has gone down in history as one of the greatest speeches about diversity. He said, "Few have the greatness to bend history, but each of us can work to change a small portion of the events. And in the total of all of these acts will be written the history of this generation." I'm here today, first and foremost, to thank FFA for its commitment to diversity, because each of you has the opportunity, in a small way, but an important way, to advance the cause of agriculture in this country through diversity. You all have made a commitment by hiring a full-time diversity and inclusion education specialist. You've participated in our diversity and inclusion roundtable that was sponsored by USDA and ADM. And you've been a serious and significant part of our Women in Agriculture Committee. So FFA is doing its part, and it makes sense because we're confronted with some serious challenges. Purdue University and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture recently conducted a study to determine what kind of opportunities existed in agriculture and jobs related to agriculture. What they found was that 60,000 jobs will be available, good-paying jobs, great opportunities, in just the next 5 or 6 years. But we in the United States are only training about 35,000 people to fill those jobs. So it's going to be important for us to make an effort to encourage everyone, regardless of where they live and who they are, to understand that there's great opportunity in agriculture. Then when you consider that the average age of a farmer in this country today is 58 years old, and that over 10% of our farmland is going to change hands in just the next 5 years, it raises the question to FFA, who will be the farmers of the future? How will we ensure that we continue to be the secure and powerful nation with an agricultural economy second to none? Well, we at USDA have taken that challenge seriously. We've looked at ways in which we can provide help for beginning farmers through our Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program. We've spent over $126 million with universities across the United States to get the word out. We have a new website for beginning farmers. It's usda.gov /newfarmers. And we even have an urban agricultural toolkit because we want people to understand that there are opportunities everywhere in agriculture throughout the United States. We want people to be excited about agriculture. We want them to understand what agriculture does every single day for this country. You see, those of us who are privileged to have jobs other than in agriculture are able to do so because of folks like you and your parents and your friends who are involved in the farming business. You see, we've delegated our responsibility of feeding our families to a relatively small percentage of our country. That's freed up the rest of us to pursue our dreams in the law or education or to be a carpenter or a doctor or an engineer or an architect. It's American agriculture that built the foundation for this complex economy that we now have that makes us the strongest and greatest nation in the world. So we need that to continue. And to do that, we need to make sure that we include everyone in the agricultural experience. Men and women, people of color, returning veterans, new Americans, an opportunity to enlarge and tell the ag story in an aggressive and progressive way. In addition to our technical assistance, we're working on issues involving land tenure. We're providing new credit opportunities. Today we're announcing a new easy loan guarantee program that's going to make it a little easier for folks to participate in our loan programs. We're making sure that most of our new loans that we make at USDA go to beginning farmers. We're working on making conservation a critical component of the agriculture of the future, more readily available to new and beginning farmers. And we're creating new markets, expanding the opportunity to sell the American brand overseas through our exports efforts, making sure that local schools and institutional purchasers and restaurants can purchase local and regionally produced food, creating new market opportunities for small and mid-sized operations, embracing the new bio-based economy where we're going to take plant material and crop residue and livestock waste and turn it into a wide variety of new products, bringing manufacturing back to rural America, and making sure that we do everything we possibly can to create the opportunity that if you want to hope and dream about being involved in agriculture, being a farmer, being able to tell the American agricultural story, that you'll have the opportunity to do so. I don't have much time with you today, as you well know, but I want to leave you with this challenge. I saw this morning at breakfast a young lady wearing a t-shirt saying, and it had, "Tell the ag story." You need to tell the ag story. You need to tell the story of an America that was built strong because of agriculture. You need to tell the story of folks who live and work in rural areas who contribute to the economy and who send their sons and daughters in the military in disproportionate numbers because they believe in this country and they believe in service and they believe in giving something back. You need to tell the story that whether you're a big farmer and have a large-scale commercial operation, or you're a small farmer who's selling to a farmer's market, you're equally important to the American economy and equally important to telling the agricultural story. You need to be the generation that says that it doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a woman. You can be a farmer. You can participate in this great calling, American agriculture. It doesn't make any difference whether you're been in this country for a year or been in this country and your family for 100 years. You can be part of agriculture. You need to be the generation that welcomes everyone into agriculture. At a recent James Beard Foundation dinner, which celebrates a type of agriculture, there was a fellow by the name of Richard McCarthy, who was the executive director of the slow food movement in this country. And Richard said that he was interested, as part of his job, in unraveling the food system of this country. It was his view that industrial agriculture, as he called it, didn't have a heart. I was offended by that. I was hurt by that, because that's not the agriculture and the farmers that I've talked to on a regular basis, and it's not the folks who are here numbering thousands of people from all over this country. I understand what agriculture is to this country. I understand the importance of it, and I understand that every single farmer, big or small, has heart and has concern for their family, for their community, and for their country. I think we have a tendency to be stuck in a world today where there is people on one side or another of an issue, and that we don't look for the way in which we can find common cause. Kennedy said during that speech in South Africa that only the earthbound man — now remember, this was 50 years ago, this was right about the time our space program was taken off — only the earthbound man still clings to the dark and poisoning superstition that his world is bound by the nearest hill, his universe ends at the river's edge, his common humanity is enclosed in a tight circle of those who share his town or his views and the color of his skin. "It's your job," he said to the young people in South Africa, and I say this to you, the young people of America, "it's your job, the task of the young people in this world, to strip the last remnants of that ancient cruel belief from civilization of man. It's your job to understand that there is nothing more difficult to take in hand, more perilous to conduct, or more uncertain in its success than to take the lead in the introduction of a new order of things." You're the generation of Americans that can bring all of us together through agriculture. You're the generation of Americans that can explain that it doesn't make any difference what size of operation you have, that you care deeply about the land and the water. You care deeply about being able to provide food and substance to your family and your family, your friends' families, and people all over the world. It is your generation that can bring us together in a conversation about unity in agriculture. I've had this incredible privilege of being the Secretary of Agriculture for almost 8 years. I've learned so much. I've learned what an amazing organization FFA is. I've learned how incredibly articulate and passionate members of FFA are. This will be the last time I have the opportunity to speak to you. And I want to make sure that I leave you with this challenge. There is just tremendous opportunity in agriculture. There is a hopeful, optimistic future in agriculture. There is an opportunity to bring agriculture together to reacquaint people with the incredible risk, amazing work that's done in agriculture and farms every single day in this country. There's an opportunity to make sure that every American understands that they are better because of American agriculture, that they are freer, that they have an economy that's stronger, they have a nation that's more secure because of American farmers and agriculture. Your generation is the generation that can invite everyone to participate in agriculture, from a school garden to a rooftop urban farm to a commercial operation in the middle of rural America. It is your generation that can revive and remind Americans of the incredible contribution that rural America makes to every single person, every single day in this country. I have tremendous confidence in all of you. I have tremendous faith in all of you. I know how you feel. I know how passionate you are. I know how energetic you are. And I know that you happen to be some of the best spokespeople for American agriculture that exists anywhere. You're from every state. You have the opportunity to influence and impact and affect the conversation in your community and in your state and in your nation. So I'm here today to ask you to take that passion and that energy, to take that understanding of what agriculture and farming actually means, and making sure that all of us are reminded. We started out as a nation of farmers. Our founding fathers were proud of their rural heritage and of their farming capacity. They understood the need for American agriculture to prosper. They understood that a world and a country that can feed itself is a more secure and powerful country. They understood that it would create the opportunity eventually through efficiencies and technologies to move beyond small farms, to create this opportunity for cities to grow, for new jobs to be created, for innovation to take forward. It's an amazing story of productivity and progress and success. Be proud of it. Make sure that your friends and neighbors know how proud you are. You deserve to be proud. Your families deserve to be proud. And your country needs to know about this story. So please, please, use your voice to tell the ag story. It's a great story. It's an inspiring story. It's a story of wonder. It's a story of incredible risk-taking and great success. I wish you nothing but the best in this conference today, and I look forward to watching you as this new generation of farmers and ag leaders make sure that this country never, ever forgets. We are a strong and great nation because we have a strong and great agricultural economy. God bless you all.